WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana,
Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and as Muslims begin observing their holy month, Israel is readying a new offensive against Hamas in Rafah,
causing new tension between the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the administration of President Biden, with Biden saying in an interview over the weekend that Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping. During that interview, Biden referenced the death toll from the Palestinian Health Ministry that estimates 30,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the Israeli operation began following the October 7th massacre.
Fox's Trey Yingston tells Aviv. Today, President Biden will go to New Hampshire, trumpeting his plans to lower prescription drug costs. Over the weekend, he campaigned in Georgia before tomorrow's primaries there.
He's trying to shore up his support among minority voters, touting record low Black and Latino unemployment. The latest Fox News poll shows 28% of Black voters support former President Trump, seven times as many as supported him 4 years ago.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The former president also campaigned in Georgia over the weekend. Wins there and in three other states tomorrow would give him enough delegates to clinch the Republican nomination. There was a scare in the air on another Boeing jet. A LATAM Airlines flight from Australia to New Zealand suffered a sudden drop. At least 50 people were injured. 13 needed to be hospitalized, but it was a lot worse in Virginia, where a small plane went down yesterday.
Virginia State Police say one child and four adults died in the crash of the twin-engine plane. Bath County Airport Authority Chairman Jeff Ford said the jet had reported needing to make an emergency landing right before the crash. That's according to WFXR-TV in Roanoke.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. They handed out the Oscars last night on ABC, and Oppenheimer won seven of them, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Cillian Murphy. Robert Downey Jr. got Best Supporting Actor.
I needed this job more than it needed me. Chris knew it.
Referencing Christopher Nolan, who won the Academy Award for Best Director for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone won Best Actress for her role in Poor Things. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Ukraine and NATO ally Poland pushing back against Pope Francis's push for peace over the weekend when the Pope said Ukraine should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war. Foreign ministers from Ukraine and Poland say that's advocating surrender to Russia. Billions of dollars in additional U.S. military aid to Ukraine remain stalled in the House, where some Republicans say we've spent enough and they want a better accounting of aid already sent. But Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says the bill will pass if they just vote on it.
On CBS Face the Nation, leader Jeffries says House Speaker Mike Johnson need not worry about all Democrats supporting his ouster if that vote happens.
I believe that there are a reasonable number of members, if the speaker were to do the right thing, that don't believe that he should fall as a result of it.
Ukraine's government said ammunition to fight Russia could run out in April if that aid does not pass. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The price of the pump has been going up lately.
There's been a dime jump in the price of gasoline in the past 3 weeks. The average is $3.46 for regular. And that's a rise of 28 cents over the past 9 weeks.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg surveys gas stations across America. So does AAA. Its national average for regulars less $3.39 a gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before this week's trading. In Britain, there's been a royal apology over a photo.
Apologies for any confusion, says the Princess of Wales. With her recent abdominal surgery surrounded in a veil of privacy, this photo was the first we'd seen of Kate in weeks. But within hours, news agencies started to withdraw what was clearly a digitally altered picture. Speculation ran rampant online. The Princess today saying she was behind the changes. Like many amateur photographers, she tells us, I do occasionally experiment with editing.
That's Jonathan Savage in London, and I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A day after it was announced it was cutting back one of its production shifts at its normal facility, electric vehicle startup Rivian launching two new product lines, one of those lines built at the normal plant. Rivian officials say the new product will be lines based on a new midsize platform. The new midsize SUV, dubbed the R2, will have a starting price at about $45,000. A bill that would require social media sites to pay for news content from other media sites, stirring debate in Springfield. The state Senate bill would create a structure for online news outlets to negotiate with social media platforms for compensation whenever news from their site shared on another site. City of Champaign switching to a new cybersecurity provider later this month, thanks to a measure approved by the Champaign City Council. City Council approving a 3-year agreement with the cybersecurity company Field Effect at its meeting last week. The city will pay $64,270 annually each year for that contract. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, good Monday morning. We did that whole spring ahead thing. How are we doing?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. You know, waking up essentially at 4 a.m. instead of 5 a.m. right now, but all good.
Never thought of it that way. Oh, boy. It's early. And birthday boy, you have a good birthday
yes.
there, meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yes, we did. We muddled through it.
Muddled? You had a big party with yeah. streamers and balloons and
no.
parade
no.
and everything, didn't
no.
you?
No, 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 no. Maybe when a bigger, more substantially crooked number appears,
right,
perhaps.
Right.
Well, anyway, it's sunset today after 7, right?
I mean, right.
Yeah, about 7:12, 7:13,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So good. I like that stuff. I missed the light in the morning early, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Our weather. Well, there's a little glimmer off my window here. Yeah.
It's good now, but an hour ago we used to be.
Yeah.
Down.
That's right.
Let's check your weather. Brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they work every day to improve the health of the community members across the region. And if you're looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
I think we're going to like the numbers this week, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, we will. First half, if not three quarters of the week, but beginning to see a little more, you know, steadfast, significant pattern shift. Told you this was not officially springtime. You know, the roller coaster aspect certainly is on temperatures, but there may be something a little chillier coming down the pike here. But then again, those averages, those normals are climbing, so it just kind of offsets each other. But I think gone after this week will be significant and prolonged and pronounced 60s and near 70 degree warmth. And still not done with maybe getting a couple of snowflakes to come our way as well here in the next probably 12 to 15 days. The rain sure helped where there were some drier patches, 3/4 to a buck and a quarter from that late week and early weekend system that made its way across our part of the Corn Belt and points on to the east. 30, make that 29 at Willard and Savoy and Rantoul and Danville. 30 over Bloomington Normal, 41 already at St. Louis. A lot of wind for the next couple of days, but temperatures onwards and upwards to 63 today at southwest wind gusting 30 to 35 this afternoon. Not as chilly tonight, down around 40 to 42. Tomorrow, windy, mild, 68 to 70 and a southwest wind 15 to 25, gust 30 to 35 again for the afternoon. Maybe a shower after midnight tomorrow night, lows in the upper 40s and still a mild Wednesday, 65, maybe 70 with a couple of peaks of sun. Isolated shower, thunderstorm early and late, but a lot of dry hours there. The organized rains and maybe another 3/4 to an inch expected between Wednesday night, Thursday, and lingering into Friday. 75, make that 70. 70 the high here on Thursday with showers and thunderstorms both morning and afternoon. A couple of showers around on Friday. It's 54, a little rain late Saturday. Maybe a snowflake to the north on Sunday, and we turn colder over the weekend. Friday high in the about 54 degree range. Mid to upper 50s Saturday. Barely to 50 here on Sunday. Maybe getting on, not getting out of the upper 40s for high temperatures around here. More seasonal, if you will, at some point early to mid next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Off and running. Here we go. 10 after 7, ESPN 93.5, all about basketball now, March Madness.
Yeah.
And I've got the pairings here for the Big Ten.
Oh, you do?
A couple surprised me. I thought Northwestern was going to be the 3 seed. It's Nebraska.
Okay.
That has moved into the 3, but the thing we're worried about here is who we might play Friday in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it could be Iowa.
Iowa or Ohio State.
So we've got 13 and 12. That's Rutgers and Maryland to get it going on Wednesday. That's the Big Ten tournament start.
Okay.
5:30. You can't see it. It's on Peacock.
Oh.
Second game, but these games we don't care about.
Right.
14 against 11 Penn State. That's Michigan and Penn State. So Rutgers, Maryland, Michigan, Penn State, the bottom four teams will play Wednesday. And then it gets on. 8-9 is Minnesota and Michigan State. And then Wisconsin plays the winner of Rutgers, Maryland. Ohio State plays Iowa. Winner plays Illinois. And so we're looking at this. If we play, probably going to be Iowa, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, Iowa's pretty good. Ohio State's not bad.
It was pretty good that
yeah.
we decisively beat them.
Yeah, it was
73-61 yesterday.
Good win to go into Iowa when they had to win. And we just had a 20-point lead in the first half.
Yeah.
Blew them out early, and then they came back within four.
Yeah, you're right.
51-47, we knew that was coming, and then we held them off. So that was a good win for Illinois. So if we do play Iowa again, we do win, we're going to play probably Nebraska. Although, let me just say, Indiana is hot.
Right, and they beat Michigan State yesterday 65-64.
So Indiana probably going to beat Penn State or Michigan, and then Indiana would play Nebraska, and I could see Indiana upsetting Nebraska, but... I'll tell you, Fred Hoiberg, Nebraska, if the three seed in the Big Ten tournament, he's got to get votes for Big Ten Coach of the Year.
Hmm.
No, I mean, Zach Edey and Purdue, Illinois had, you know, Terrence Shannon. And
yeah.
Coleman, I mean, we had Nebraska as the three?
Okay.
Pretty impressive. Will we see Purdue one more time? Can we get to Sunday? What will the seedings look like? Everybody thinks we're a four. I would think we have a chance at a three if we run the table.
Okay.
If we get to the championship game, could we wedge into a three? I don't know. But just good to win a game that a team had to win. So our loss against Purdue and then a win against Iowa. And the last three games, I mean, at Wisconsin, home Purdue, and at Iowa were two out of three. Would you have taken that? I think we would have.
Right.
Brad Underwood met the media after the ball game. It was rather brief, maybe 10 minutes. Had a plane to catch, but okay. Here's what Brad had to say after the win against Iowa.
Oh, 20 of these. Long regular season. I think it's my hat's off to our players. And I'm going to use a term that I, for lack of a better term, and we kind of practiced angry.
See, I can get us in that. We could probably watch a Brad Underwood practice angry practice. For He said it's a million, though. Remember 2 weeks ago I said we could raise
money?
We
were talking coaches versus cancer and that event coming up.
Said
in April
raise, I said we could raise $1 zillion. And
that's
he said,
right.
If you guarantee me that number, do it. I'll do it. But nobody knows what a zillion is since I kind of made it up.
But you really are fascinated with seeing this angry practice then, huh?
I wouldn't really want – I certainly wouldn't want to be part of it.
Don't but get in his way, but yeah.
I don't think he'd be in the mood for, hey, Brad, Luke's supposed to talk to us on the radio. He needs a couple, so he'll come back when he's done.
Absolutely.
I don't think he'd say things like that. All right, that's Brad Underwood.
For a couple of days. We had a couple of really, really hard practices after the Purdue game, and I thought we guarded Purdue very well. But to come in here against a team that's been very hot, team that is, in my opinion, one of the best offensive teams in the country, a team that is extremely explosive, and to hold them to 61, I thought we fought on the boards. It was nice to see Quincy get back to his rebounding prowess that he's capable of. It wasn't a...
He had 13 rebounds. Quincy Guerrier had 13 rebounds.
Wow.
Pretty game offensively for us. I thought they did a great job on Marcus. You know, Knight, we didn't get a lot of three-point opportunities. We had to drive the ball and get the ball to the paint. Dane Deja was electric on both ends of the court, not just offensively, but his presence defensively. I thought our bench, again, was fantastic. We went to them early. They deserved the right to play. They've been incredible 2 days of practice for them. So, you know, you always feel good about 14 wins in this league. It's not where we wanted to be at the top. But it's 20 games, and there's always going to be some roller coaster rides throughout that process. But now it's postseason play, and we'll take it one game at a time and one day at a time as we get there. But feel really good about the way our guys defended today and played against a very, very good Iowa team who, in my opinion, I think is NCAA worthy, should be in the dance, and is as good a team offensively as there is. Out there. I do want to mention it was great to see a lot of orange in the stands today. I thought our fans, it's always good to hear ILL, you know, at the end of a game on the road. So postseason Minneapolis, here we come.
All right, so before the guys got on the bus, you'll hear now from Ty Rogers about Quincy's rebounding acumen. Also, Dane Danger, and then Quincy Guerrier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when he's rebounding and scoring like that, it opens up the floor for guys like Terrence and Marcus to be able to get downhill and do what they do. Not only that, when he's rebounding like that, it helps us get out faster, and you know, we're pretty good in transition, so that just adds to it.
We got off to a good start defensively. A little stagnant in our offense, but you know, we got it going just by our effort. I feel like that was because our last couple of days of practice, our last couple of days just been really hard. We've been really trying to lock back in on our defense, and it showed. We still got to work on our transition defense was kind of off a little bit today, but you know, we'll clean it up tomorrow.
Yeah, like I've been saying, I think it's just one game at a time. If we focus on one game at a time, I think we'll be fine. Now we have a big tournament coming up. Once again, it's one game at a time, and we just got to keep playing. Our defense got to get better, and we just got to keep working.
Yep, there are Ty Rogers, Dane Danger, and Quincy Guerrier. So Brent said we had some angry practices. Mm-hmm. We practiced angry, and he said we got down to it, and there were consequences for mistakes.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
Well, one good. But the end result was a good win at Iowa.
It was.
The rest of these scores, Diane Ducey.
Okay. Well, we had Purdue beat Wisconsin 78-70. Ohio State over Rutgers 73-51. Indiana over Michigan State in a tight one 65-64. And Penn State over Maryland 65-69. And as you are hearing about the Big Ten tournament coming down the pipe then, with action starting Wednesday night.
Yep.
And then we're in action on Friday for the quarterfinal against Iowa or Ohio State in Minneapolis as a number two seed.
Yeah, you never want to try playing any more than three games. Used to be four, and you couldn't win with four. And I think Iowa did it one year, but the legs kind of go by Sunday. It's really hard to jump. But we're positioned where we want to be. And now it's one and done, so you got to go win every time now.
Mm-hmm.
No more tomorrow unless you keep winning. In the Big Ten, it's three, and in the NCAA, it's six. So let's go.
So Sunday night on St. Patty's Day on the 17th will be the selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament.
Correct.
Okay.
Big Ten Championship, the last game again. And so selection Sunday is 5 o'clock the year we won the Big Ten title and jumping around the floor.
Yes.
We didn't even know who we were playing.
I know.
That was with Iowa.
Still cutting the net down and all of that. Yeah. So, and that was unfortunate. It panned out that way, but it could be that that's the same way this time around.
Hope
I don't know.
We get to Sunday. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Parkland beat John Wood Community College 73-56. So they're continuing in their postseason play. The Lincolnland women beat the Parkland's women's team as far as local basketball. And Big Ten women had Iowa over Nebraska to win that tournament 94-89.
Some game. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, now's the time to look over all your summer plans for camps. Maybe you want to be a counselor or a lifeguard. Get involved now. UrbanaParks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday, warm weather expected the front part of the week, wet weather the middle and late parts of the week, and a pattern shift in some colder weather ahead for late in the weekend and early next week as well, so the roller coaster ride continues on. Windy, warmer for the day today, sun-filled and 63. That southwest wind will run 15 to 25, gusts 30 to 35 later this morning and this afternoon in particular. Lows tonight with mostly clear sky and a southwest breeze down to 41. Tomorrow, windy, mild, mostly sunny, back up to around 68. Southwest wind still gusty 15 to 25 and up to 30 miles per hour in gusts. Clouds roll in tomorrow night, maybe shower after midnight, lows upper 40s, and maybe a shower thunderstorm around both morning and late afternoon Wednesday, the high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms for Thursday at 67. Much cooler weather in the 50s with a couple of spells of shower activity, especially in the afternoon on Friday. Saturday, a little rain late in the day, maybe a shower on Sunday. Weekend highs 57 on Saturday, 50 on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
President Biden apologizes for calling the alleged murder of Lake and Riley, calling the guy an illegal. He apologized, or essentially said, I said the wrong thing. Should not have been so insensitive. That's coming up.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Comcast shares are up 2%. Universal Pictures, a unit of Comcast, financed and distributed Oppenheimer, which swept the Oscars. Earlier this year, Barron's named Comcast as one of a handful of slumping stocks that could become winners. NVIDIA shares are up 1.5% after a sell-off on Friday. Boeing shares down more than 1% after the news that the Wall Street Journal's reporting the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into the door panel that blew out on a 737 MAX jet in January. Bitcoin's price rose to a record this morning, topping $71,000. Regulators in the UK will allow professional investors to launch crypto-related investments there. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Fusilda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. And Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right, coming up bottom of the hour, we'll talk a little about AI, artificial intelligence, how it can help your life, and things to be careful on. That'll be coming up about 10 minutes. All right, so Joe Biden's State of the Union, of course, we watched quite a bit of that. I noted how he was talking really fast and really juiced.
Had lots of energy.
Was it energy or was it Adderall? Listen to, this is not normal. I'm gonna pot this down so you can really hear this.
Because I'm invested in farming cooperatives, led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know. Because I'm invested in farming cooperatives, led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know.
Easy, Speedball. That's just too fast, isn't it? My goodness, it's just so.
Because I'm invested in farming cooperatives, led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know.
Anyway, pretty speedy. Yeah. Adrenaline or whatever. I think something happens, a shot of vitamin D, whatever. It's just something changes on the big nights, and maybe it's just he's so pumped. Possible. Mm-hmm. All right, so apparently when he said Lincoln Riley, that was given a pass. Her name is Laken, L-A-K-E-N, I believe. Mm-hmm. What he called her Lincoln. That was sadly, the woman went jogging in Georgia and murdered by this illegal alien. That's what you call somebody who is not part of the country and comes in when they shouldn't.
Right.
They're called illegal. Well, Joe Biden apparently had to walk it back. His staff said, oh my gosh, you called them illegal.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal.
when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley?
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You had to walk that back. The guy.
I mean, it is illegal.
But you're offending alleged what, murderer?
Illegal or undocumented? What's the difference?
Well, illegal just sounds so negative because he's illegal. How dare you say I broke the law?
So are we thinking all sensitive. These people are going to register to vote Democratic?
I don't know what the end game is.
I mean, why? I don't know. Why let 10 million
people in? But you got my president. He's my president. And he got on camera the next day and walked that back because it was so offensive to call them illegals now. You can't use that word because you're not thinking of their feelings. I don't know. We've lost our way on common
right.
sense. He's out. He's now out promoting. He's worried about the African-American vote. Polls show that Donald Trump got 4% of the African-American vote in 2020 and is trending 23% of the black vote. That's unbelievable. And if that to be true, I don't think Joe Biden has a chance if that were true. Because that's to get that big of a chunk, 1 out of 4? And then Hispanic voters, a lot of trending. It's not all blanket block, here you go. And we don't want a country where everybody's got their hand out, do we? We don't want a country where we've got to give people to come to the country improperly. They're illegal. And we're giving them cell phones, giving them credit cards. Chapin Rose, our state senator, says that Governor Pritzker is going to spend $1 billion on all this, and right. already has.
Right. And what are we doing for people with
that they've been
mental
here.
Issues or the and mental disabilities and veterans and
all of that? But what about the African Americans in Chicago that are getting kicked out of where they are?
Yep.
Because these they don't like that at all.
We got to host these people that are coming in.
Well, we illegally. Just, I don't know what we do about it. You're going to deport millions of people? How's that going to work? Mm. Donald Trump gets in. That's what he wants to do. I have no idea how. I don't know how you possibly can do that. It's unbelievable. And then you see somebody at the border on Friday had a Biden-Harris 2024 campaign T-shirt on.
Wow.
Waiting to get through.
Wow.
Some of this is so surreal. I can't believe we're talking about
this.
Wow. And I've got, how much tape do you want me to play? Video and audio of Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, all saying how concerned they are about illegals. And now we've gotten to the point where the language is controlled by the language police and we can't use certain words because it offends me. What happened to us?
I don't know.
It's out of hand. It's ridiculous. Coming back in just a moment, 728-217-359-2255. You want to text it on the Fisher National Bank text line.
Okay.
And you tell me if I'm overreacting to the president walking back. They actually called an alleged murderer illegal because that's not kind and it's not fair. And we're just so insensitive. And we're not going to be like Trump and call them things. We're not doing that.
Okay.
Come on, man. All right. News coming up. ESPN 93.5.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnace is run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Basketball star Luke Goody on why he chose Pacifica on Green as his place to live next year.
I chose this place because of the great management. Lisa does a great job and takes care of all the people that live here, regardless of who it is. The rooms are great. All the amenities are great as well, and it just feels like a family atmosphere around here.
Should other students tour at Pacifica on Green?
Whenever they can get in here, they need to, because it's great to see, and it offers a lot of great things that other places don't.
Book a tour at PacificaOnGreen.com.
I'm Chris Foster. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges disagreements with the Biden administration about how Hamas terrorists should be removed from power in Gaza. President Biden has said he's hurting Israel more than helping and not paying enough attention to the loss of innocent lives.
Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. Our neck is on the line.
Prime Minister Netanyahu on Fox and Friends. The Oscar for Best Picture goes to Oppenheimer, one of seven awards for the movie, including Best Director, Supporting Actor, and Best Actor for Star Cillian Murphy.
We made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
The Academy Awards on ABC. Emma Stone wins Best Actress, one of four awards for that movie, Poor Things. Robert Downey Jr.'s Oscar for Oppenheimer is the first he's ever won. Stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Payrolls in Illinois rose last month while the jobless rate of the state held steady. Department of Employment Security reports unemployment rate remains at 4.7%. National jobless rate was 1 percentage point lower at 3.7%. Non-farm payrolls increased by more than 1,700 last month. A group of Republican lawmakers in Springfield introducing a package of bills to fight human trafficking. One bill lets a juvenile petition the court to seal or expunge their record if the crime was committed while they were a victim of human trafficking. Another takes away the statute of limitations for prosecutions of involuntary servitude. Independent pharmacies pushing for state legislation to be passed to put tighter controls on pharmacy benefit managers while creating greater choice for patients filling their prescriptions. PBMs are the middleman between insurance companies, pharmacies, and patients. Legislation would give the Illinois Department of Insurance more power in overseeing PBMs. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Jim Miller, weather with meteorologist Greg Sollier, brought to you by Kurt Lenschow. He's at State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Kurt Lenschow and State Farm is there.
So we'll get everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Windy, warm one getting going as the afternoon high progresses. 63 later on this afternoon. On a southwest wind, 15 to 25 and gusty to 30 miles per hour and higher with sun-filled skies. Mostly clear tonight. Breezy night. It's cooled down to about 41, 42 for the day tomorrow. That southwest wind continues on at 15 to 25. Gust above 30 miles per hour and a high 68 to 70. Clouds rolling tomorrow. Light breezy, low down to 48, and a shower with right after midnight. For the day on Wednesday, windy and seasonally mild, partly sunny, a couple of showers around boarding and more so late in the day. High temperature up around 70 degrees. 67 with some showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Little shower activity still lingers Friday. Much cooler air, but still above average. After 67 degree readings on Thursday, it's 54 on Friday, and even chillier weather shaping up for the back end of the weekend. Little rain late Saturday into Sunday. A couple of snowflakes north of Champaign with a weekend high of 57 on Saturday. A Sunday high of 50 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Well, artificial intelligence is in the news daily. Everybody talks about it. Deep fakes can interfere with a whole bunch of things, yeah, including elections. Best-selling author, Quantum Kids, Guardians of AI, considered a leading authority on artificial intelligence. Her name is Angela Radcliffe. Are you an Eagles fan if you live in Philadelphia, Angela?
I have to admit, I'm a Commanders fan. Spent a lot of years in D.C. first.
Ah, all right. NFL in there. So, because, I mean, Jason Kelsey's like superstar in Philadelphia these days. I just see nothing.
You aren't kidding.
The Kelsey's and, of course, Taylor and Jason, all those things. All right, so I guess artificial intelligence is here. We're all trying to figure out what it is. Can you define, how would you describe AI, Angela?
Artificial intelligence is quite simply just the process of machines, computers, helping us do various different tasks. And it really is as simple as the collection of information, data. We've got it all around us, right? Our GPSs tell us where to go. We buy stuff online. All of that information feeds into a machine, a system, a computer. And that machine, that computer, is now capable of creating really interesting connections between various different types of data. So really, at the end of the day, artificial intelligence is just simply the next generation in the computer age.
Yeah, but it's programmed by man, correct?
That's right. And I think that's something that people forget, that artificial intelligence is really just a human-created thing. And so we maybe shouldn't be quite as scared of it as we are now. But that said, of course, as you mentioned in the intro, there's a lot to pay attention to. And that starts with getting all of us literate on artificial intelligence and what its uses are and what it can do for good and how we avoid it doing bad.
Okay. If we have a video of the president of China declaring war on the U.S., how do I know that's a deep fake?
It's very, very difficult to detect what is real and what is fake these days. Now, there are a lot of tools out there that will allow you to check and see if something is created by artificial intelligence, tools like GPT-0. So there are innovations out there that are helping us detect this, but really it comes down to us learning to be discerning and checking facts. I have an exercise in my book for kids where if you look at the picture carefully, you realize the kid is on two different skateboards. Even I didn't notice the second skateboard in my early edits of the illustrations for the book. So it really takes learning how to be discerning and figuring out what's real and what's fake, and it means asking the right questions. Unfortunately, there's no easy way about it. We have to become really smart consumers of things created by artificial intelligence.
Okay, so is it all about iRobot, Will Smith movie? Are we headed that direction with the robots and little blinking red in their head and everything, all that? I mean, really? I mean, that seemed crazy to me, but holy cow, we're just able to get a whole lot out of this.
Yeah, look, I think everyone probably falls somewhere on the spectrum of optimist to alarmist when it comes to AI. And all along that spectrum, there's a little bit of truth. So I hope we're not headed towards iRobot in the way that it's depicted in that movie. But with that said, it is really important for us to understand that these machines, they are learning and growing at an exponential pace, but that can bring incredible good. For example, most of my career was spent in the drug discovery and development space, and what machines can do to find new medicines and cures today at a pace that humans could not do alone, it's really amazing. And so we're going to have to take some of the unintended consequences and look for those if we want the good that can come from AI as well.
How can AI help me day-to-day with my organization?
Well, AI can help you in so many ways day-to-day. I use it to help organize my child, and she's got ADHD, and she needs something to consistently prompt her. And to sort of be a sparring partner. And so you can use AI to build schedules for you for your day-to-day. You could ask it to ask you the right kind of questions to eliminate things in your day-to-day that are keeping you busy and taking up time that you don't want. Really, the use cases are varied and multiple and very easy for people to access now in the age of generative AI. You can write whole books in 15 minutes now.
So how do we start that, Angela? I'm interested in the, you know, organization aspect and schedules and things like that.
Sure. So listen, there are so many tools out there. I would say the first thing to do, though, is to really start to understand, what are you trying to do? At the heart of generative AI, the type that you hear about with ChatGPT and all of this these days, really it comes down to prompting. And what does that really mean? It means learning how to ask a question. And that's one of the greatest innovations in this age of generative AI. So you can use a free tool like a ChatGPT or a Google Bard, and you can ask it a question. And it's all about the way you ask that question to get the result you want. Hey, I'd like you to help me organize my schedule for the next month. Here are some of the things I need you to think about. And you put that information in, and the more you use it day to day, and that's really what I would encourage, applied use. The only way we're going to get familiar and comfortable with these tools are just to try them out on the use cases, the things that matter to us that aren't so, you know, life or death, like the deep fake stuff.
How do professors and teachers in high school figure out who wrote the paper?
You know what? I think this is such an interesting area, and I heard a professor at UPenn talk about the fact that education is just going to simply have to change, that we are going to need to spend classroom time where children and students are writing in the classroom, and that they're doing some of that rote memorization at home using AI. We're going to have to change the paradigm of the way education works, because only the bad cheaters are going to get caught. Kids are going to get really good at using artificial intelligence. I can tell you, my daughter is 12. She's exceptional at using it already. And I bet a lot of her teachers wouldn't know. We don't want to catch the kids who just become good at cheating. We want to teach them in a whole new way. So that's going to take a pretty dramatic shift in education. It's not the only industry that's going to see some dramatic shift.
Is ChatGPT kind of the common one? What? And you said something Bard. I don't know what you said. I mean, how many are there like this?
There are not just hundreds, but thousands. Every single day, I'm trying a new tool. ChatGPT is the one most people know. That's created by OpenAI. But there's also Google Bard, like Shakespeare's Bard. That's free, right? Microsoft has Copilot. There's all sorts of things out there. But I would encourage people to just try them and play around with what's available using the simple prompts suggested, and it'll help you get comfortable with what it can and can't do.
Are there AIs, Angela, that doesn't call Donald Trump the devil or Hitler? I mean, is there anything that'd be right down the middle and not going either way?
Well, the interesting thing about AI is it's all based on the data that it's trained on. So again, humans created this, and whatever data we feed a model, which essentially, right, whatever data we feed it is what we're going to get back. And so if we feed it biased data in any direction, it's going to feed us back results that are biased. And so, again, it's so important to really get back to the basics for all of us and understand that we're the ones contributing to the development of these models. Every piece of data that we're feeding into all the systems we use every single day, from our cars to our cell phones to our computers, that data is being used to train these models. And so if we want them to be fair and unbiased, we really need to feed it all of the information and truthful information.
Okay, how do I get great at asking great questions, the right questions for AI?
There's a lot of really simple techniques that you can use to prompt or ask the right questions. And the best tip that I can give is you really want to start with, who are you asking the AI to be and what are you asking it to do for you? So ask as a middle school teacher and explain to me this fractions math problem in a way that I can understand if I'm a fifth grader. So if you ask the AI to inhabit a certain persona, and you give it a very tangible project or problem to work on, and believe it or not, AI is starting to respond even to our emotional prompts. So you can even say things like, I need you to rewrite this email in a very professional, concise manner. My job depends on the quality of this email. And you'll get a better result if you say that.
Well, okay. So we're going to learn this. Angela, how can people find you, connect with you, find your book, all of those things?
Sure. My book, Quantum Kids, Guardians of AI, is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And I can be found at howmightywe.com. I'm all about making sure we work together to bring AI for good and avoid these unintended consequences we've seen from things like social media.
Well, you are on the cutting edge. If you're good at this, Angela, you're like invited to every cocktail party there is. So congratulations on that, because people want to know.
Uh-huh.
Angela Radcliffe, R-A-D-C-L-I-F-F-E. Thanks for being on. Nice meeting you.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You as well. ESPN 93.5. We check your sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Number 12, Illinois over Iowa yesterday, 73-61. Terrence Shannon Jr. led the team with 25. We are 23-8 on the season, 14-6 in the Big Ten, and a number 2 seed heading into the quarterfinal round Friday in Minneapolis, where we'll play the winner of Ohio State or Iowa again. So I think fans are pretty happy about that.
I think we have a really good basketball team. We really do. But again, we're all apprehensive because we've gotten surprised and unhappy because of the tournament. We won the Big Ten tournament a few years ago. But it's all about the NCAA, or unfair. It's about that. And we're good enough to get to the Sweet 16 for sure. And maybe beyond. I think the pressure would be off us if we could win two. But the first game, I mean, whatever seed, a 4, we'll play a 13. You're not going to be favored to win, but it'll be a good game. And then if it's a 4-5, it'd be like us and Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky's probably going to be a 4-5. Kansas probably going to be a 4-5. So this is just what the... Just hard.
Every game,
it's just all hard.
That's right.
By the way, Kansas played Houston Saturday. I checked the score. Houston 34, Kansas 9.
Oh, wow.
They got beat by 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bill Self does not have the team he normally has. And, yeah. So
there's somebody out.
And does Michigan State have an automatic? They're 18-13. Everybody say, well, Tom is his team.
Indiana beat Michigan State 65-64.
And Indiana doesn't have the quality wins that Michigan State has. Michigan State beat Baylor, and they have some quality quad one wins. They beat us. But I'm just saying, Michigan State probably used a win or two in the Big Ten tournament just to assure them.
Penn State took down Maryland 85-69. Ohio State over Rutgers 73-51. 78-70 was the final, with Purdue beating Wisconsin as far as the Big Ten wrapping up the season yesterday. We had Coach Brett Bielema hiring an outside linebackers coach from Virginia. Clint Sintem is his name. We also had Big Ten women. The tournament was won by Iowa 94-89 over Nebraska yesterday.
I think it was in overtime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Kaitlin was 0 for the first half.
Oh.
Then she went nuts.
What?
And she went nuts. And they were down 2, and she made a big 3.
Well, the big trending story, if you go online, is to see kind of the brawl that happened with the SEC final when number 1 South Carolina beat LSU 79-72. But I think there were 6 ejections in that game. And when the tournament opens, I guess they'll be without Camille Cardoza. Angel Reese ended up pulling her hair at one point, and there was a little bit of a brawl of sorts. So I was seeing how the policeman even like stepped on the scorer's table to get
that right. That was one of the player's brother.
Oh,
yeah. So the policeman took care of him.
The security
guy stopped the brother.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah, let's get down there really fast, because that's
absolutely
a smart thing to do to get involved in that.
Illinois baseball, number 8 Tennessee won yesterday, 8-3, and Tennessee is 16-1 on the season. So we're 5-9.
Okay.
Illinois softball winning against St. Thomas and St. Louis, playing St. Louis again today at noon. Parkland men keeping moving on in the NJCAA tournament, 73-56 over John Wood Community Community College, and Lincoln Land beat the women yesterday with Parkland. Pacers over Orlando, Bucks over the Clippers, Dallas and Chicago to face the Bulls tonight.
Wonder if everybody's ready for baseball in the major leagues, because that's a couple of weeks away. It'll be 2 weeks from Thursday.
Okay.
The Cubs and Cardinals are both open on the 28th. Mm-hmm. And then our buddy, the barbecueologist, one of the greatest smokers in America, will be here in Philo to do a practice cook before a competition he has in April.
That would be Tim Onstott. So take note on Wednesday, March 27th, if you're near downtown
Drive
Philo.
By and open your windows and smell the food.
I mean, we really need some taste testers to give them some good feedback.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you stop by, I'm not going to, I just want to make sure, you know, we're going to take it all home. So,
okay.
No, I mean, we're talking ribs, chicken, pork, and brisket.
Right.
And he's going to do a practice cook, meaning it's going to be just like competition.
Yes.
So, yeah, we are kind of fired about it. It's going to smell great in downtown Philo, for sure.
And speaking of that, Philo Fest, they're preparing the corned beef and cabbage for Sunday, St. Patty's Day, between 1 and 5 across the street here. It should be a lot of fun.
Amazing how fired up we are for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But if Illinois loses at any point, any time, the
absolutely.
Next, it's like...
Basketball what?
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
It's a stupid game. No, it's just pretty immediate for me. So let's just hope we just keep winning. When we win, it's so fun. And the first week is just incredible because the smaller school, the Cinderella stories,
yeah.
I mean, they're in it. Like somebody's going to beat somebody and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you who's got pressure. That's Matt Painter at Purdue because okay. You got Zach Edey.
Mm-hmm.
You lost to a 16 in the first game. You're a one again. You're going to be a one. I can't imagine Purdue losing soon. I just think they're really good, but they could miss all their threes and they could sag in on Zach and they kick it out and miss their shots. He could get in foul trouble. I mean, there's things that can happen. If Zach Edey gets in foul trouble, Purdue is very vulnerable.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Illinois has. I mean, I love the way we used 9 guys last night. I love Nico getting in the game.
That's right.
I think it helps our guys late in the game. And when Terrence Shannon is, they call it going downhill. You say, well, they're not going down. It's a level court. I get it. But when he moves to the basket with the ball on a fast break, I don't know if I've seen. I think Io was comparable in the speed. I think Terrence Shannon is probably faster than Io DeSumo.
He's good.
He is, but he's also elusive. There'll be 3 guys there, and that's a charge. He's able to weave in and out of them.
Yep.
He flies around.
Mm-hmm.
He's extraordinarily athletic.
And it was at Quincy that was grabbing so many rebounds.
Quincy had 13. Coleman awesome. Hawkins, a quiet game, but Coleman had 10 rebounds.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, we out-rebounded him 50-33.
Whoa.
We won't lose if we out-rebound our opponents 50-33.
Go Illini.
Man.
So we have our Illinois Golf number 16 in Georgia, and they'll be teeing off at the Johnny O at Sea Island with 14 different programs and 6 from the Big Ten competing in that. So good luck to our Illini golf team and Mike Small.
All right, ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Havana, and this Saturday, warm weather expected the front part of the week, wet weather the middle and late parts of the week, and a pattern shift in some colder weather ahead for late in the weekend and early next week as well, so the roller coaster ride continues on. Windy, warmer for the day today, sun-filled and 63. That southwest wind will run 15 to 25, gusts 30 to 35 later this morning and this afternoon in particular. Lows tonight with mostly clear sky and a southwest breeze down to 41. Tomorrow, windy, mild, mostly sunny. Back up to around 68. Southwest wind still gusty 15 to 25 and up to 30 miles per hour in gusts. Clouds roll in tomorrow night. Maybe shower after midnight. Lows upper 40s. And maybe shower thunderstorm around both morning and late afternoon. Wednesday, the high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms for Thursday at 67. Much cooler weather in the 50s with a couple of spells of shower activity, especially in the afternoon on Friday. Saturday, a little rain late in the day. Maybe a shower on Sunday. Weekend highs 57 on Saturday, 50 on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, pretty big story. Russell Wilson, who's a Super Bowl winning quarterback who played in Denver, apparently is going to go to Pittsburgh. I don't know if Russell Wilson's very good anymore.
Huh.
I mean, he caused a stir when he went to Denver and brought his entourage.
Right.
He had his own office.
Uh-huh.
He had his own people in their own tent. I mean, and they just had his, like, here's Russell Wilsonville, and you stay away and you have to get...
Well,
if you want an appointment with Russ, you've got to book it. Is that kind of thing?
Okay.
And then Sean Payton says, I don't know what was going on here, but we're not doing any of that. And he didn't. He took it all out. And that didn't work out. He just might be done.
Huh.
At some point, if you're making $50 million a year, do you care if you're done or you take the $50 million? I don't know if Russell Wilson's very good anymore. And plus, he's got so many people to take care of and make sure they've got the right dip in their tent. I don't know.
Also seeing the Patriots to trade Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a sixth round
pick. Yeah, what's that about? They got Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is their quarterback. Huh.
Okay.
Is Trevor Lawrence getting traded?
359-2255, and I'm hearing that Stephen Bardot compared our stats of this year's Illinois team to the Flying Illini team that he was on, and the numbers are really, really close, except for the number one rating. They were like one for, 24 hours or something like that. So thanks for the text in.
Yeah, Stephen had the game last night. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I did see the comparison. And if you're compared to the Flying Illini, for those of you who don't remember the Flying Illini, they were flying around. We played LSU and beat them 128-100. And the coach at LSU didn't have any idea which one was dunking.
Right.
Because they all dunked. We were a bunch of 6'7 guys. We didn't have a big man. I mean, like Lowell Hamilton was 6'7.
Right.
But we were so athletic and so good.
More texts in about Urbana City Council and their discussion of the situation in Gaza. What does it affect? Does their discussion have on Gaza, and how much of our tax dollars go to the Urbana City Council and discussing all of that? So
Urbana's always done that. Urbana ruled on Iraq,
right?
So Urbana just has always had this legacy of we're going to comment on world issues that have nothing to do with me and Urbana.
That's right.
But they want their positions known and. I think it states their policy, how they feel. But man, Gaza? You're commenting on Gaza? Okay.
This one says another bad actor after another. This president and the previous president are seriously the best we got. We've lost our way since the second term of Clinton, and it's been going downhill ever since.
Yeah, that second term of Clinton was a doozy. Monica Lewinsky, the impeachment,
yes,
all of that.
Yes.
And then the year 2000 is kind of when the whole Supreme Court kind of decided hanging chads.
Mm-hmm.
People looking at these ballots in Florida, Supreme Court said, that's it. It's over. And nobody really took some didn't think he was the legitimate president.
Our Illinois primary, of course, March 19th. And I know I need to look at my sample ballot and see which district I'm in, since the lines are sometimes different across the street. And make sure I'm researching the candidates that are on my ballot.
What are the odds I ran into Carol and Aaron Ammons two times in one day over the weekend?
Is that right?
At the same estate sale, and then at the same restaurant, which is a little-known restaurant, Champagne.
Okay.
And we were laughing. I go, what the heck? And I met, Carol and Aaron's son.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm your father's favorite radio person.
Okay.
And he said, that's not true.
Okay.
I really did. I enjoyed talking to him. Really did. Great. All right. We're going to break for the news. Come right back in. You're welcome to text in. It's the Fisher National Bank text line. All the phone calls go on the Tapman's Joint phone line. 217-359-2255. You'd like to text us this morning. We
haven't really mentioned the Oscars. Seven awards to Oppenheimer. So
I
at least saw that one.
What does it say that I didn't even remember?
I know.
Not only didn't I see it, I didn't remember.
This headline, the 24 Oscars were worse than bad. They were boring. I don't know about the ratings and how things turned out.
Well, there used to be tens of millions that watched the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's happening.
I did catch Ryan Gosling saying, I'm just Ken. And yeah. I thought that was entertaining.
Okay. No, I'm so sure there are pieces. That. Was Jimmy Kimmel funny? I didn't see anything. Right. I didn't hear anything. I woke up this morning and said, oh, I used to really look forward to that.
Only thing I saw was, isn't it past your jail time instead of bedtime or something is what he was saying to Trump.
What a shock. Anti-Trump. What a shock.
Right.
Okay, Watts Copy Systems, they offer efficient solutions for busy offices. Interested in a free evaluation, call Greg Wolf today at 217-352-0428. The news coming up.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season.
Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. And Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.